As baseball fans know, the World Series starts today.
The Houston Astros take on the Philadelphia Phillies. As the series starts in Houston, both teams are obviously on a roll, but there's a definite favorite.
NPR sports correspondent Tom Goldman is covering the series. Hey there, Tom.
Hi, Steve.
So the last time I checked in with baseball, it was clear to me that the Yankees and Dodgers were headed for a big matchup in the World Series. That's not happening?
Yeah, Steve, you're only a few weeks behind, but that's okay. Stick with it. It's Houston and Philadelphia, and Houston, based on recent history, the Astros are in their fourth World Series since 2017 when they won the title, and based on right now, they are undefeated this postseason and winning games every which way. They are a red-hot team, so they should win. The Phillies, though, they're also playing well. Started the postseason as a wild-card team. They're in their first World Series since 2009. So as I said, on paper, Houston, Steve, is your winner. But, Steve, here's some real sports wisdom for you. They don't play the games on paper.
Well, how could the Phillies tear up the paper and win this series?
Well, their players who've been playing well keep it up, including three players whose contracts total more than $500 million altogether. They have been earning their crazy money. Sluggers like Bryce Harper and Kyle Schwarber have been slugging. Schwarber is built like a D-cell battery. He launches home runs called Schwar bombs, and they measure them, Steve, in terms of how far into outer space they travel. And the third player, pitcher Zach Wheeler, has been close to unhittable in the playoffs.
So I should admit, I actually was following the playoffs. I did hope for the Yankees to do a little better than they did. And of course, they weren't even close. They lost all the games. What makes the Astros so good?
They are complete. They have a great system that, during this run since 2017, keeps replenishing and putting stellar players on the field. For instance, a breakout star this postseason, rookie Jeremy Peña, has been great defensively. He's hit three home runs, one of them against those Yankees, where he rounded third base during his home run trot, spread his arms, and shrugged at his teammates, as in, what can I say, Steve? That's not bad for a rookie.
I guess we should acknowledge some people hate the Astros, particularly because of that scandal a few years ago, sign stealing by Houston. But a lot of people love their manager, Dusty Baker, who is talking not only about the games, but the composition of the teams. What is he saying?
Yeah, he commented about this yesterday. There are no U.S.-born black players on either active roster for this World Series. That's the first time that's happened since 1950, only 3 years after Jackie Robinson integrated the major leagues. It's unfortunately been trending this way for years. Ever since youth baseball got more expensive and basketball and football became more popular for kids to play. Dusty Baker, a black man, said yesterday the lack of black players on the field at this series looks bad, but he thinks helps on the way.
You can tell by the number of African-American number one draft choices. Academies are producing players. So hopefully in the near future, we won't have to talk about this anymore or even be in this situation.
Dusty Baker, manager of the Astros. They're playing the Phillies in the World Series. Tom, thanks so much.
Sure thing, Steve.
NPR's Tom Goldman.